Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if a minor commits a crime, how responsible should the parents be? Especially if the minor kills people. Well, a jury has found Jennifer Crumbly, mother of Ethan Crumbly, the Michigan school shooter that killed four students at Oxford High School in November 2021, the jury has found the mom guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Crumbly was found guilty of four counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the shooting for Madison Baldwin, 17 years old, Tate Meyer, 16, Justin Schilling, 17, and Hannah St. Juliana, 14 years old. The jury deliberated for 11 hours beginning on Monday morning. Sentencing is scheduled for April 9th. And Jennifer and James Crumbly, she and her husband, it's a unique case where the parents are being charged in connection with the shooting carried out by their kid. And I'm wondering if this is going to start to be a trend. And I know it's causing a lot of controversy, but when a child is asking for help and a child is not being properly cared for, shouldn't there be some sort of ramifications and responsibility by the parents? Ethan Crumbly was 15 years old at the time of the shooting. He is sentenced to life in prison for killing the four students as well as injuring several others. He pleaded guilty to 24 charges, including first-degree premeditated murder and terrorism causing death. Now, the trial involving the parents, I think the father is also under trial as well, but they allegedly bought their son the gun that he used in the shooting, and they were guilty of failing to respond to warning signs exhibited by the shooter prior to the attack. School officials had called the Crumbly parents to the school the morning of the shooting after finding violent drawings he had done on a school assignment. He was also caught searching online for bullets at school, watching shooting videos in class, and drawing other violent images on several other papers. School officials testified, now this is according to ABC News, that the parents chose not to take their son home, despite the school telling them to get him immediate help and offering them facilities that provided same-day mental health care services. The parents told the school they could not take him home that day because they both had to return to work and that if he left school, he would walk home and be alone. School officials who were worried about his mental health did not think it was a good idea for him to be left alone, since they were concerned he could consider suicide. So the parents agreed that going back to class was the best thing for him until they could get him mental health care. Unfortunately, that's what I think he went to the bathroom, and then he got the gun, and then he started shooting children. Jennifer Crumbly and her attorney, Shannon Smith, argued that the school had been nonchalant during the meeting and never insisted he be taken home. During the trial, the CEO of the company where Jennifer Crumbly worked testified that she could have left work if she needed to care for her son, or she could have brought him back with her to the office. On the stand, Crumbly said that she would have been able to not return to work. In text messages she sent after the shooting, Jennifer Crumbly told a man she was having an affair with, longtime friend Brian Maloach, that the shooting could have been prevented and that the school should not have allowed him to return to class. Ethan Crumbly's parents purchased him the gun as a gift. Had taken him to the shooting range before the attack. Prosecutors argue that the parents never secured the gun or limited their son's access to it, which by law they were supposed to. Now, Jennifer Crumbly said it was her husband's job. And so they were kind of, well, he said, she said. And one of the arguments that her lawyer made was she didn't know guns very well. Well, then why was she a part of this? So she also argued that it was common for students to go hunting with guns. A school official testified that many seniors take prom portraits with their guns and that they often need to be reminded not to come to school with their guns during hunting season. So, you know, when you look at this, you know, it's frightening that anything like this could happen. I mean, to me, the most frightening is you saw what he was drawing. You saw him say, help me in the drawings. I can't stop the thoughts. Now, I find it odd that this never came up to the parents or the parents never saw any signs. And we spoke about this a couple years ago, how parents are naive and they think, well, my baby would never do that. They're my baby. I breastfed them. I gave birth to them. You know, they hugged me. They kissed me. They made a crayon card for me. You know, they draw images. Interestingly, I had by marriage, there was a nephew who always liked the bad guys in the cartoon. So his favorite character wasn't Simba in Lion King. It was Scar. Instead of Aladdin the genie, it was Mufasa. It was Jafar. And so he always liked the antagonist. You know, and I remember the parents going, do I have to be worried? And I'm like, are they violent? Do they have violent tendencies? Do they talk about killing? Do they, you know, and they even talked to a doctor about it. And the child was actually very well, had very strong mental health. They just thought those characters were much more dynamic and they were cool. But, you know, the parents will get signs and it's their job to investigate. And we're being told that the mom, you know, was in the middle of an extramarital affair and all that other stuff. And, you know, is she responsible for manslaughter? Well, if she bought the weapon, she bought the weapon for a minor. And I understand, you know, there used to be shooting clubs in schools. There used to be, like in the 50s, you know, and they would pose with their guns. You know, children learned how to hunt. They learned how to set, you know, how to start fires. They learned how to fish. And there's been some arguments that kids should learn how to feed themselves and support themselves if they had to and fend for themselves. But it sounds like this child gave tons of warning signs. And if the parents were negligent, there is culpability. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you asked if I knew what was going on with Chick-fil-A and them being forced to stay open on a Sunday. I tried to look into what's been going on. This is in New York. And apparently there's a bill requiring that food restaurants that operate in the state highways rest areas to be open every day of the week to allow those that are doing transit to have options to eat. Now, Chick-fil-A is open 6 days a week, but closed on Sundays for rest, for people to go to church, for whatever reasoning they have. I think Hobby Lobby also closes on Sundays, and many businesses do that because that's what the Bible, that's how they interpret the Bible in terms of not being open, not working, and allowing, you know, staff and everybody to be able to go to church or have rest, etc., the Sabbath. And so Chick-fil-A is one of the very famous brands that's closed on Sundays. Apparently, there's a new law that could require them to stay open. Apparently, the bill says while there is nothing objectionable about a fast food restaurant closing on a particular day of the week, service areas dedicated to travelers are inappropriate locations for such a restaurant. Chick-fil-A apparently operates at 7 of the Thruway's 27 service areas. So the bill not only targets Chick-fil-A, but any other business that would close on a day of the week. So it excludes temporary concessions such as farmers markets. You know, if it's not seasonal and there's no farmers market, they can't be forced to. But if a company has a standing business, they need to stay open. Now, some Republican lawmakers are pushing back against this bill. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham called the proposal insanity. He says it's a blatant violation of the company's constitutional rights, and we're not going to let that happen without a fight. The bill's sponsor is Assemblymember Tony Simone. And, their argument is it's a busy time for travel. And that Chick-fil-A signed a 33-year contract with the highway system to be at those locations. Now, other people say, well, no, Chick-fil-A already factored that in. It was already, look, okay, we're closed on Sundays. So I think this might be for new locations, but it has been drawing a lot of criticism going, can laws make you violate your Sabbath? So some of us, our Sabbath is Saturday. Some of us, our Sabbath is Sunday. Some of us celebrate other holidays. Some might fast for Ramadan. Some might fast on Yom Kippur. Some might, be observing Lent. And so we have hoped that our employers and our bosses or our schools would understand that. You know, being Jewish in, a Christian nation, I understand that, I might sometimes, get, abilities or options to, move the test or move, not always. In fact, when I was in training, I worked. They needed me to cover in the hospital. You did. And in the Jewish religion, you do have allowances to, if you are a physician or if you are in a job that is saving people's lives, because in Israel, whether it's a Sabbath or not, the hospitals are open. The pharmacies are open. I mean, if lives are at stake, the military is still on guard. Now, even though the 1973 Yom Kippur War was started by enemies of Israel on their holiest day of the year, the Israeli military was still ready. But when a company wants to honor the Sabbath, they should have every right to. And we used to be a country where things were closed down on Sundays. Now, you didn't always have restaurants open on Sundays. Everybody would go to church. People would do potluck. Now, they would do family time, community time. It wasn't about going to the restaurant or going to the movies. It was, all centered around. And it was kind of nice, if you come to think of it. Kind of forced you to eat home cooking and be around others. And but things are different now. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're a 24/7 town. We have to have places open 24/7. People are leaving their shift at 2 a.m., at 3 a.m. Yep. Babies are delivered middle of the night. It's just, so that's just how things are. And so, personally, if you have a company that is very consistent and they have a policy that Sundays they can't force staff to work, and amazing how Chick-fil-A being closed one day a week, 4 days a month, 52 days a year, can still be one of the strongest performing restaurants. You know, when you look at business, and we've had businesses, you know, I couldn't even think of closing down a day and thinking that that would allow us to be financially solvent. It is. And when you stick to your guns, Hobby Lobby closing on Sunday, still very, you know, popular and able to still do what they need to do. Well, I think it is important for there to be those options. I know society is changing. We're used to things a lot more. We got used to remote work. We got used to that super quick, such that 1 year later, when companies said, sorry, you need to come back, there's been a lot of pushback. In fact, L'Oreal is now telling workers to come back to the office on Fridays twice a month. It's not even asking for every Friday, just twice a month, and they're getting pushback. At SAP, the largest software company in Europe, 100,000 workers have been asked to come back to the office 3 days a week starting in April. Apparently, there's a big petition and a lot of blowback saying the company's being radical. UPS is mandating people return to the office 5 days a week. Bank of America, we're being told, has sent warning letters to employees failing to return to the office. Amazon has a return to the office mandate. People get used to things pretty darn quickly. And then, you know, I think we could find a balance between work-life balance and productivity. But the problem we're having is a handful of people ruined it for the rest of them. I think there are some individuals that work very well remotely. I do. I'll work at 6 a.m. I'll work at 10 at night. I'll work on Christmas. I'll work having access to my computer. If work needs to get done, I get it done. But there's other people that while they're on the clock, making full salary, they're sleeping in. They're going shopping. They're hitting the gym. They're working a second job. Well, it's no wonder employers are getting ticked. If they're paying for you to work at 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. with an hour lunch, and you're sleeping in or going to the gym and all that, come back to work. That'll then solve that, so they know they're not paying you for doing things that you're not supposed to be doing on the job. Would it be nice for you to be able to go to the gym while on the job? Yes, but as an employer, do I want to pay for you to go to the gym? No. Nobody's paying me to go to the gym. At some point, employers are like, to hell with this. And that's what we're starting to see. And I think employers have a right, as long as it's not putting, you know, people's health at risk and it's for their betterment, it's for their salaries, I think jobs have a right to close down on a Sunday. If the person that they hired does not want to be religious, they don't have to. But the place is going to be closed, so the owners have that chance to, you know, owning a business. Even when I was on vacation, you were always bugged. The phone was always ringing, all that. And I remember talking to my husband about maybe we need to close down on the weekends. I didn't want to do that for the patients. But if we close down, then we aren't bothered on the Sabbath or vacation. Or we never did that because we're a medical office. But I can understand why corporate's like, I'd like us to know that Sunday is a quiet day. We're done. Anything that needs to be handled will be handled when we're open. But also, if an employer says, look, we're not getting the productivity. People are not working when they're at home. Or they're double dipping. I know of a person who told a new job that he has to work from home, and he was getting full salary for both jobs. But, yeah, if I was the employer, I'd be ticked. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tahila. Tebow Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Radical Islamist militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
And there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone public engagements while he receives treatment. Vedant Patel, spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's sad news, and hope that actually that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles has already begun treatments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, to eat the eggs or not eat the eggs? To egg or not egg? That is the question. So, people have been debating whether eggs for breakfast is a good thing or a bad thing. And I'm mixed. Because if you're going to be eating sweetened cereal, and you're going to be eating a lot of crap, yet you're going to make yourself like an egg white frittata and use that egg as a source of protein, so you're not eating sugar, then I don't mind it. But if you're taking the eggs, buttering them up, and mixing them with corned beef hash and bacon and drippy grease and covered it with cheese, probably not the best move. Well, you all have heard my opinion. What are some other opinions? So Microsoft Start Health has some expert opinions from nutritionists. And so here's what they say. According to Cassia Mueller, she says it depends on who you are, your physical condition, age, lab tests, and lifestyle. An athlete has different protein needs than a sedentary individual. If you have a familial hypercholesterolemia, meaning a genetic tendency to high cholesterol, you have to have restrictions on the yolk. So she says each person is individual and is allowed a unique amount in per day. But in general, if you're whole healthy, adults or children, you can consume 2 to 3 eggs per day without risk. Now, that's according to one nutritionist. She has a bachelor of nutrition. Another, who is a postgraduate in nutritional support, bachelor of nutrition, and is from Argentina, is Maria Arienti. She says healthy people could eat up to 7 eggs a week without affecting their heart health. You can choose to eat only the egg white and not the yolk. That provides protein without the cholesterol. Another nutritionist, a doctorate in nutrition, PhD, from Brazil, Livia Dixon Chen, says a person can consume 1 egg a day, 7 eggs a week, without this being considered excessive consumption. Moderate consumption is important to prevent the development of problems related to excessive consumption of eggs. So you look at that consensus, and they basically say you can have an egg a day. Now, as you can see, they don't say to mix it with cream in your coffee, with bacon, with a big thing right now is like avocado toast, some fiber, some avocado that has vegetable and healthy fats. But the average person that eats eggs doesn't eat 1 egg. Have you ever, you know, scrambled up 1 egg? Almost looks like it fits a tablespoon. When I go to a breakfast restaurant, which is rare, it looks like there's 3 or 4 eggs on the dish. So, you know, there's regular size eggs, there's extra large eggs. So we don't really have necessarily a number. We know that eggs provide protein, provide nutrients, provide vitamins. And we need to figure out what we could do that provides us sustenance, protein, and feeling full. The mornings, we oftentimes can get hungry, some of us. Some of us don't eat at all, and then we get hungry at night. But for those of us that get hungry in the mornings, having sugary cereal is one of the worst things you could do. You get a sugar spike, and then the sugar drops. And so we recommend protein. These breakfast sandwiches that they sell at fast food, you need to be careful because many of them are buttered up. There's a lot of butter. There's also a lot of grease and fat from the Canadian bacon, or the bacon, or the sausage they add to it. Then you have the bread, which is carbs, that also have butter on it. So, you know, you think, well, I'm eating an egg, but you're eating stuff that has a lot of extra junk with it that you might not necessarily need. Now, you know, have I had an occasional egg McMuffin? Yes. Do I love it? Yes. But those are pretty caloric. They're pretty fattening. And they're getting smaller and smaller, if you notice. I remember getting really, really full because a breakfast sandwich was huge. Well, now that I was at Jack in the Box recently this last year, and I only maybe eat one breakfast sandwich a year from Jack in the Box because I'm not a big breakfast sandwich eater because I try to eat at home. And I remember seeing, and this isn't for all franchises, but their croissant used to be, you know, maybe the size of my hand. Now it's only the size of my palm. This shrinkflation is starting to really change, you know, the sizes of things so that you're getting less food for more price. And so maybe less calories. So some people go, well, look, I'm getting this little breakfast sandwich. It barely fits on the palm of my hand. I think we do need to train ourselves to eat smaller portions. But oftentimes somebody goes, well, it's so small that I could have 2 because I used to eat 2. So, everybody's right. It really is individualistic. You need to understand your risk factors. You need to understand what your cholesterol is, what your lipoprotein A is, your VLDL, your LDL, your HDL. You need to understand what your lipid panel looks like and what it means. You should also have tests to see how clogged your arteries could be. You know, there's basic EKGs that look at how your body doesn't rest while you're lying there. If there's some significant, it's fascinating how an EKG is. I have an EKG from the 50s or the 40s as part of my collection. But it basically reads the electricity coming from the heart. And if your heart is damaged or has certain issues, there's a very predictable wave pattern to that voltage, such that we know something's wrong. So we watch the voltage, and it's a very unintrusive, uninvasive way of looking at the heart. The only thing is it doesn't tell us everything. I've had people with normal-looking EKGs that still had blockages. So how to not miss those is we may have you exercise and do a stress test. Have you walk or run on a treadmill, so we could see what's happening with your heart. And we have your arteries start to constrict, because when you exercise, you vasoconstrict. If we see that, then you have abnormal waves of electricity or abnormal signs, you know, that show that you might be restricting blood flow to the muscle, which would manifest in a change in voltage, then we know that something's happening when you're exercising. Some of you can't exercise because of your knee or hip, and you can't get your heart rate to where we need it to be to really make sure that we know where you're at. So we'll do a chemical stress test where we put a medication into you that helps raise your heart rate while we're watching you. And some people say, I don't get it. I walk all the time. Why do I have to almost run, or why do I have to get my heart rate so high? Well, if you've ever had your blood pressure tested, you notice they keep squeezing it and keep squeezing it, and then they let it go until they could finally start to hear the beats. Okay, we have to see your upper limit. Yeah, it does you no good to just, you know, test you or stress you to the point where you might be having a nightmare. We need to know that if you ever did have to run from, you know, a shooter, can you make it? So we try to reproduce extreme athletic activity to see if your heart can handle it, which I think all athletes should be doing. Because we see these athletes, you know, faint or drop on a field. Did they have a stress test? Could their hearts handle it? So that's why we do that. And then if the stress test, we don't think the stress tests are telling us what we need to, we could shoot dye into your, administer dye into the vessels, take pictures, see if there's blockages that way. And we could do CAT scans to look at the calcium plaquing. But there's a lot of things we could do. We could do an ultrasound of your heart. We could do monitors that watch you when you sleep. You'll pick up readings. We underestimate that our hearts have been beating since our fetal life. And we really need to be aware of what we have before we make decisions on how much eggs we eat. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are wondering, where does our Medicaid money go? Do we have enough of it? Do we need more? Is it fine what they're doing in California to use it for migrants or homeless? Or so the Medicaid money, the Medicaid program is supposed to offer government assistance with medical expenses to those with low incomes. It's state-run. In at least 20 of those states, some of the funds are being allocated to social services, including housing support for the homeless, which does count as, you know, for public health measures. But obviously there's, you know, some concern if there's not enough Medicaid dollars, who's getting it, and you know, are they legal citizens, and all sorts of other controversy. So Fox News says some tout the move as a means of alleviating the health conditions that could arise from poor living conditions, which they're not wrong. And others say that the funding is not going to solve the underlying homeless crisis. It should be on the feds to help with the homeless crisis and stop allowing there to be more people that come into this country and become homeless. So I see all sides, and we're going to run out of money soon. The federal government oversees the Medicaid program, but each state is allowed to set its own benefits and eligibility requirements. So according to Mark Samuels, founder and CEO of Advi Health, a healthcare and life sciences advisory and consulting services firm headquartered in D.C., states have broad flexibility in their Medicaid programs to create a program that is unique. In general, states look to aid in housing on a temporary basis in an effort to focus on social determinants of health population-based issues around serious mental illness or substance abuse disorders, and those with disabilities or receiving long-term care, high-risk pregnancy, and a history of homelessness. So there has been some concern that people who have cancer and conditions that befell them, that was of no fault of their own, can't access funds that are going to those that are abusing drugs. Now, addiction can also be beyond your control, as we've spoken about, but the conversation is going to come where who deserves which benefits. There's been many people saying that if you smoked, sorry, that was on you. If you ate junk food and you became obese and you got diabetes and now you need a leg amputated or you need renal care, like dialysis, that's on you. And as a doctor, we don't go by that adage. We don't go by that sort of narrative because we understand that we all make choices. Some of us made choices to live in a city with pollution versus not. Are you going to deny them care for their lungs or their asthma care? Yeah, you could blame anybody for anything. But when the money starts to get tight, people aren't going to say we got to triage it. We already triage organs. Who deserves the organ? A young kid? You know, who deserves the liver, the new liver? A young child that's never drunk alcohol, or somebody who is addicted to alcohol? Well, the liver, if it is a good match, will probably go to the kid. So they do triaging. But now there's going to be a lot more concern over who gets it. A migrant? You know, somebody who is not working, not paying taxes, didn't support, you know, the city? This could be very ethically convoluted. Now, Fox News says there's 20 states today that cover housing support services under their Medicaid program. This is according to the National Academy of State Health Policy. Five states, Arizona, California, New York, Oregon, and Washington, have received approval from the federal government to cover short-term housing assistance through their Medicaid program using a specific type of waiver from the federal government called a Section 1115. So they have a little bit more flexibility. They could offer this type of coverage through a program called Money Follows the Person. The program facilitates rebalancing states, long-term care services, and supports from institutional to community-based care. California, back in 2022, Governor Gavin Newsom announced a $12 billion five-year plan to revamp their Medicaid, called Medi-Cal, to include a range of social services outside the scope of medical care. Housing deposits, moving costs, rent. Nearly all the state's public and private managed health insurers participating in Medi-Cal will now help cover housing-related expenses. In September 2023, the Oregon Health Authority submitted a proposal for expanded Medicaid benefits that would include 6 months of rent assistance. If approved, the housing support would be available starting November 2024. Arizona's Medicaid program, the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, also offers funds for a limited number of housing units for members. Arkansas, Massachusetts, Hawaii, New Jersey, Washington also have launched Medicaid initiatives to target homelessness. Last month, New York approved a Medicaid expansion to include housing support. So housing is going to be a big discussion. We've had seniors begging for housing support because they need home health, many of them. They need assisted living. And seniors have kind of gotten the shaft. And I've been an advocate that we do need to look at the home hospital. Providing safe places for people to live and get care. You know, the average senior can't afford it and has to live with a family member. And these family members are very ill-equipped to take care of their loved one. And then the loved one ends up being dumped into a state nursing home. We need to have a better system. The problem is we're having fewer and fewer people pay taxes and more people needing the aid. Something's got to give. We used to have very strict rules. You couldn't get unemployment unless you proved that multiple bosses said, sorry, no job. You know, now we have, it's a hiring frenzy. You know, I mean, people need staff, but we have individuals saying, sorry, can't get a job, and they're on unemployment. With our food and food stamps, you used to get food stamps that could only be used on certain things. You used to get food directly, the actual eggs, the meat, the milk. Now there's these carts. And in New York, they want to give migrants $1,000 a month for their family to go to bodegas and supermarkets and things like that. Well, that's nice, but where's the money coming from? We need individuals to work, pay taxes, support themselves, get off the country dime, and be contributing so that we have money for poor people or for individuals that can't take care of themselves. And I'm hearing from very healthy, young, strapping individuals that they figured out how to work the least amount of hours to still get state funds. That's a problem. Everybody in my family worked until the day they died. My mom is 79 and she's still working full time. We're trying to contribute. And I'm glad to contribute. I want to help others. But if there are individuals that can work and pay taxes, we need you to work and pay taxes. And I get it. I get it. At some point, it's worth it to not work because you could get so much money from the state. But we need to reevaluate that. When I heard that the Tsarnaev brothers, who did the Boston Marathon bombing, were on welfare, and you saw how strapping, especially the older brother was, he was a boxer. You're telling me he's disabled, he can't work? What the hell's going on? We're supporting future terrorists? So housing being a part of Medicaid funds, I understand that. Because it doesn't make any sense for somebody to be outside in the cold or heat, get sick, and then we have to pay for them in the hospital. But our seniors need housing. Our veterans need housing. We need more tax dollars. And we need more able-bodied people to still work. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. And every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.